I was teaching on this, living in the supernatural, and we're in this same area that we call one thing is needful. One thing is needful. I'll start reading here again at the fifth verse of Galatians chapter 3. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They that be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The scriptures that you and I have been given in the Bible, as we look at them, and meditate them or whatever you would do, you will see that these scriptures point back to Eden. Eden is the place of voluptuous living. It's a place where the atmosphere of heaven dominates. And we see that in Eden, as God placed Adam and Eve in it, it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion. Okay? So what we said is, when God was speaking that way, he was not communicating, he was transferring power. The same power that he used to create the earth is now being transferred to Adam and Eve to complete creation or continue creation. So they were to, just like God made a garden spot in the earth, they were going to make the earth the garden spot of the universe. They're going to take it and continue the work of creation. And the blessing is the only thing powerful enough to do that. Now, as you know, Adam lost this blessing because of his transgression, and he lost his fellowship with God and his status as a son of God. He was the first man born from life to death. Now, Satan became his spiritual father. Jesus came as the last Adam to reverse this curse. And the way he had to do it is he had to give his life for all humanity. One man gave it away, one man got it back. And so now he is here preaching on the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is what's in what was in the garden, but now Jesus came to reintroduce it. And as he's reintroducing this kingdom, what he was teaching is that to be born again is to be born into this kingdom. In fact, Over in Colossians chapter 1, he speaks on this kingdom and said, verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet. Meet is an old English word meaning able, you can put it in your Bible, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath, that's an old English word meaning actions already done, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It's already done, not going to be done. So what we did see is we saw, now understand, giving thanks, not begging for it to be done, giving thanks for it having been done. Look what it says in Revelation. We went over there to Revelation chapter 5. And we saw in Revelation chapter 5, we saw in verse 11, and I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. All of these are your, comprise your redemptive inheritance package. It is all the things that you have inherited as a result of Jesus paying the price for your sins. Right there. This is not something you're going to get. This is something you've already inherited. Now, what we read in our foundation scripture is that these things that are ours, it says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful or believing Abraham. That these things that we get are accessible by faith. And that the fight that you have is a good fight. Because you're going to win. You're going to win back every one of these things. Now, what we showed you, we went through a couple, and we started talking about some of these things. Let me just, there's a lot of things I want to say here, but I got to narrow it down. All these things are part of your kingdom citizenship that I just read. Riches. How rich are you? God's plan is for you to be extremely rich. Now, all you got to do to first understand that is to go back to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 2. You can see in Abraham's life, it says that Abraham was very rich. And if you think that's just rich spiritually, it lets you know what kind of riches that was. Cattle, come on, silver and gold. Okay? Now, what I've got to do is slow down because I got to teach you these things, because what has happened is that some people think rich is having $1,000 in the bank. Oh, nope. I heard a nope over here. Well, that's right. My point to you is, it's having, he wants you to be rich so that you can alleviate suffering for other people. I won't go into that right now because we'll deal with some at another time. But everything that Adam possessed before the fall, Jesus has brought you back into. Now, everything for you is already in the kingdom. Your health care, economy, wisdom, peace, joy, riches, strength, future. It's all in the kingdom. Now, what we did is we went over and we looked at Luke chapter 10. Come on over there, please. And in Luke chapter 10, what we saw is that verse 38, now it came to pass as they went, they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. One thing is needful. What do you think that one thing is? It's the word of God. So now, what comes when you hear the word? Faith comes. Faith is the way you activate kingdom benefits. Faith is the way. That's why I teach on faith. Because if we want to live according to how God wants us to live, we're going to have some faith to access that kind of living. All right? Now, I'll go back to my opening statement that just about everything in this Bible, especially in the New Testament, is about God bringing you back to Eden. Now understand what Eden represents now. It represents heaven on earth. And God wants you and I to live there. Now when I say that, I mean no more worry. That's part of that. Now, what happened was we went to Jacob's life and saw in Genesis chapter 47, God asked, Pharaoh asked Jacob, how old are you? Okay. Now, when people ask that, they're doing something with it. But he said, I've not yet attained to the age of my fathers. And he talked about how rough life has been for him. And we saw in Genesis 37, where in fact his sons deceived him, brought the coat of his brother, and it had blood on it, and Jacob automatically assumed that his brother had been devoured by a wild beast, and he went in the mourning and he made some statements of confession that he's going to stay in mourning for the rest of his life because he thought his son was dead. But what we have to do is we have to come back to the Word of God, because God promised to bless Abraham and his seed. Blessing just does not include you being made material well off, but it also includes your protection. Are you with me here? So as you look at this, what Jacob did was left faith, and he began to zero in on the evidence that he saw that was deception. Now, glory to God. If, as you and I look at this, we have got to come back to the Word and see what the Word says about our lives. And if our lives do not measure up to the Word, then we've got some believing to do. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying that Jesus died to provide you with this. And for us not to get into it does not please God, because this has been given to us as an inheritance, and the enemy's job is to keep us out of that Canaan land, out of that Eden expression, out of the place of God's best, and let us settle for something that's not God's best. And you and I need to get over in it. Now, what we said is that when you're trying to go there, if the blessing is beginning to manifest in your life, you're going to pick up some haters. Now, let's go through this here. Now, just listen at me now. If you look at the life of Joseph, let's just go back there very quickly again. Let's look at Genesis chapter 37. And in Genesis chapter 37, look what he says here. Genesis chapter 37, praise God. And let's go first and look at verse 4. Are you with me? He says this, and when his brethren saw their father loved him more than all his brethren, they did what? They what? Hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Now these are brethren. These are brethren with hate. Why? Because they saw something. They saw favor. They saw the evidence of the blessing. And the blessing will bless you, but it bring out haters. Now let's keep going with this. Let's go all the way down to verse 8. And his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him, what? Yet the more for his dreams and for his words. So notice, these haters didn't like big thinkers. And that's why some folk even talk, I mean, they didn't hate me as long as I'm down at Lake in Pulaski in a one-room storefront church that you can get at least 25 people in there. They didn't say anything about me. But all of a sudden, when things begin to multiply and I begin to talk about big things like shopping malls, somehow it drew out folk who were envy and jealous, and hatred came out. Now, in this, we said that if you look in the scriptures, you'll see that they hated Jesus. Let's look at John chapter 15. Now, I could tell you this, but I want you to put it down, because if you're a hater, I want you to see where you stand here. Let me know when you get there. Look what it said in verse 25. It says, glory to God, but this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They what? Hated me without a cause. Now, wait a minute. That was spoken about Jesus. Where was it spoken? Come on over here and come on over to, that's right, the book of Psalms, if you will. And look at Psalms, glory to God, and chapter 35. Psalms chapter 35. Now remember, everything God's going to do for you, he has what? Already done. Everything Jesus was to experience had already been spoken. Look what it says in verse 19. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. I went to the barber shop and I was believing for this mall here, standing in faith. The word starts spreading. He's believing for a shopping mall. I went to get a haircut down there and the barbers were cutting hair. And then I'm reading the paper, waiting on my turn. And they said this, they said, Reverend, we are here that you gonna buy a shopping mall. And they winked at the other one. I said, that is what Jesus had to go through. Got it? Now understand what's about to manifest is the blessing. And the enemy is after not having that blessing to manifest, because not only is the blessing going to cause you to take out of the world what belongs to God, but it's going to show people who God really is. Let's go to the book of Job and look at the book of Job. And Job is just before the book of Psalms now, so you don't have to go far. Look at the book of Job, glory to God. Look what it says about him. There was a man, verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that did what? Feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen. Notice what it's telling you. It's giving you his financial statement here so that you won't get no mix up when they say that he's blessed, that, oh, he's spiritually blessed. Oh, thank you, God. They're trying to make it so here that you won't get this thing twisted. Look what it says here. All right, so Satan comes to God, and look what Satan says, start at verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a what about him? Heads about him, and about who? His house, and about who? All that he has on every side, thou hast what? Blessed the work of his hands. I'm telling you, that blessing was on Job, and that's what the devil came after, because if Job kept going like he was going, everything that strangers had was going to come into the house of God. And let me tell you, that enemy doesn't want you to catch hold to this blessing. I'm talking about the Eden blessing that was on Adam, the blessing that was on Abraham, the blessing that was on Isaac, the blessing that was on Jacob, the blessing that was on Joseph, the blessing that was on Moses, the blessing that was on Elijah, the blessing that was on David, the blessing that was on Isaiah, the blessing that was on Daniel, the blessing that was on Jesus, and the blessing that was on you. That same blessing. All right, let's keep going. Now, what am I saying here? Jesus said they hated me without a cause. And I tried to figure out why they hating on me. But then I start to draw back because I'm trying to keep them from hating. Got it? That's a mistake. Let me tell you what I did. I began to go over how much we're doing for people. Giving to the poor, helping all the ministries get started, so forth and so on. And I asked our CFO, Latarsha, I asked her, I said, listen, get some numbers for me of how much we have given since you've been recording, we've been recording this. So as far as she was able to go back was 1999. And I asked her, how much have we been given to help people, to start things, Africa things and things that we're doing in Haiti, so forth. How much have we given? And she came up with a number. Now understand, I can give this number to the newspapers, but they don't want to hear that. But just for your information, this is not all that's recorded. But what was recorded was 34 million. 141,518.36. That's just Bill, that's just Living Word Christian Center. That's not Bill Winston Ministry, that's not any of that. Let me tell you, my friends, even if I give somebody that number, they ain't gonna stop hating. That, 'cause it's in their hearts. And the devil is using them to try to stop me from manifesting the blessing. Now, I didn't give you that number for you to get in line here after we finish this service and come in and start asking for something. I gave you, you ain't gonna, you. I'm just telling you that right now, see? Because see, what the deal is, if you know, boy, he's a helper, woo, no, you're going to get your narrow self up in the morning and go out there to that job and make it work, and you're going to use the principles that I'm teaching in this service and get rich. I know what, see, don't start thinking like that. We're helping people that are not hearing this message. We're helping people that never been helped before. True enough, we have some people come here sometimes, put out, and we help them and so forth. But the most thing that people need is knowledge. You're not poor because you don't have no money. You're poor because you don't have no knowledge. But you think me telling them that, they'll print that? They didn't print it. They printed the airplane. Well, he flying around in a jet. Well, what are you? I'm Catholic. Well, the Pope got one. Why don't you print something about him? He got a big one, like I'm gonna have. See, that's that scarcity mentality. It's saying that if you get a big piece of pie, it's not enough left for me. Right. That comes from Babylon. That comes from a socialistic society that is trying to make their living on the backs of one another. They have no God. But with God, the oil will come in today, some more will come in tomorrow, some more will come in the next day. With God, you can pull some fish out this day, pull some more fish out tomorrow, pull some more fish out, and as many times as you go back to the bucket, it'll have a meal in it. That's the God you serve. God can make you a billionaire, you a billionaire, you a billionaire, you a billionaire, you at the same time. Y'all need to stop that poverty thinking. Stop getting jealous because somebody else gets blessed. Stop getting jealous because the preacher has a way to get around. This is not a toy, it's a tool. It's a way to get to a country and come back without having to pull off my pants and my everything, having them going through my pockets. You got an anointed vessel here. You need to keep him anointed. No. They don't care how much we help these people. We just got a team back from Haiti. Just got a man in. There's boxes of stuff. Go in there and get one of them boxes. I'm just talking about one of the ex-professional ball players. Came in, brought boxes of stuff. I'm just talking about this is what people do now. Why? Because we got a link to helping people. We are here to alleviate suffering. We're here to help people and so forth and so on. Open up the box and let them see what it is. All these are brand new tennis shoes for children. All these, they got boxes of them in there. These are boxes. No. They ain't gonna print that. The haters are not gonna acknowledge that. They don't care. Only thing they want is to stop the preacher. Stop the blessing. Stop me from telling you how good God is. And that you don't have to be sick another day in your life. That you don't have to be broke. Say amen. I got evidence. And see, Job was an upright man. He feared God, but his children were kind of off doing their own thing. You follow what I'm saying? But what Job had to understand is that, wait a minute, Job, God can use your faith to keep your kids. God can use your faith while they out getting drunk and smoking reefer. The devil still can't touch them. This is how powerful we got it, folks. So if you got hate or bitterness or jealousy in your heart, get it out. You don't need to be jealous of another person. Come on now, you don't need to be. I'm telling you, just don't even try to focus in on folk. Maybe their hair is better kept than yours or whatever have you. They let that go, man. And you see on TV and them women all slim and looking like Slim Jim and everything, and you know you ain't got that, just let it go, man. Let it. Don't trip. They paid good money for that. You know, your day is coming. And use your faith and get a man that loves all of you. You know what I'm talking about. Man, I'm telling you, God can make it so that this man loves you. And you try to figure out why. How does he love me? Don't try to figure it out. Just receive, man. Just receive. This is by faith. Okay, all right. Let me see where I am. All right, let's come on now. Come on. All right, now, okay, where am I? Praise God. Now, it's a lot on this hate thing, but I'm not gonna dwell on it because it's something that you have to understand that as you're moving into this, Jesus said they hated me, they're gonna hate you. And don't try to necessarily start blaming people, because blaming is designed to destroy the image of God in your life. It's designed to destroy and undermine your position of superiority over this planet. Blaming is. Blaming is not from God. That's what happened to the man who sat by the pool of Bethesda. And Jesus asked him, said, do you want to be made whole? The man been there for 38 years. He said, do you want to be made whole? He said, well, you know, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in a pool. But when I'm coming, someone jumps down in front of me. See, he's blaming people. But notice, out of blame, he never moved. Because that's not the way God does things. God says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Blaming is not a voice of righteousness. All right, so in this, we have to get our theology straight in terms of how we see the word, and remember that nothing becomes impossible if you know how to believe. Nothing becomes impossible if you know how to believe. Some people think there's a racial barrier that keeps them from success. That's not true if you're a believer. That's not true. Can't nobody stop BW but BW. And can't nobody stop you from you. If God be for you, who can stand against you? Say amen to that. So you need to lock yourself out of that kind of thinking, because that's stinking thinking. And that's thinking has come as a result of some kind of a programming that the enemy has tried to put in us to keep us from our inheritance. Say amen to that. Amen. All right, now, let's go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, please. Mark, chapter 4. Are y'all with me? Nobody got offended. Nobody got offended by what I say. Now, you will find that there are people that still don't want you to have much. Now, hear what I'm saying. The reason why is because their minds have been programmed and affected by something other than the Spirit of God. Now, realize, I just want you to see this. I can read them numbers. I can take them and show them cases. I can show films and so forth. That's not what they print. I have an interview with a magazine or a newspaper and so forth, and they print some other stuff. They don't print that. They leave that out. They leave that out because their job is not to make me look good. The job is to make me look bad. And what you think is you think because you're not in my place, it won't affect you. It won't affect you as long as you say poor as dirt. It won't affect you. It'll say you're right where you are. But if you move into the blessing, it's going to start affecting you. Now, here's the deal. Don't compromise when you move into it. See, their job is to keep you from getting to Canaan. That's their job. And one of the first things that comes, the first thing that he said you're going to hit is Hittites. Hittites are spirits of fear. They're spirits designed to intimidate you. They're trying to make you think that if you do this, you're going to lose your popularity. Let me tell you something. It's better to be popular with God than to be popular with men. See, I'm telling you, I used to back off because I'm thinking that, wait a minute, maybe I'm being a stumbling block or maybe I'm being this. But whoa now. Oh, hold on. I still have to fulfill my part of the covenant. I still have to be all I can be. Look at Mark chapter 4. Put it up there on the board, 26, please. And look what it says. And he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. And the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because what is come? The harvest is come. All right? Now what he's talking about is a seed. And in Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, he says this. The parable is this. The seed is the what? Word of God. So the seed is the word of God. So when he's talking about the sower soweth the word, he's talking about the word of the kingdom. That this is the word that's going to be sown. Now, the seed is the word of God. So he's saying, so is the kingdom of God, Mark chapter 4, verse 26 again. So is the kingdom of God, he says, as if a man would cast seed into the ground and sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he doesn't know how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit for herself, first the blade, then the ear, and then after that the full corn of the ear. Now watch this. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. Now, where is the earth? Where is the earth? Now, he's a parable. What is a parable? Okay. All right. It's a truth that he uses a metaphor, something that he is getting to you, a spiritual truth, using a natural thing. Okay. All right. So here he is saying that he is meaning that the soil is in my heart. The soil is in my heart. So I've got to plant a seed. What is the seed? The Word of God. So I plant the seed in the soil. How do I plant it? I plant it by speaking it. So once I speak it, it goes in my heart and begins to what? Grow up. Now, once it begins to grow up, then it first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. Now, look at the last verse, verse 29. Put that one up there, please. But when the fruit is brought forth where? All right? If you got a tree, you've got fruit on it. What do the fruit represent? The harvest, okay? Brought forth immediately, he putteth in the sickle because the harvest has come. The harvest is the result of the seed that you sowed. Got it? Now he's teaching on the kingdom and how the kingdom works for you, because he doesn't want you to go to a certain part of the earth and be in starvation. Because the kingdom is going to provide for you independent of the environment that you're in.
Amen.
Got it? All right. So look at the next verse, verse 30. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or what with what comparison shall we compare it? Watch this. It is like a grain of mustard seed. Now, anybody know how large a mustard seed is? All right, if you've ever seen one, maybe I'll bring some sometime, and drop it on this carpet, you're going to have to get down there real close to try to find it, because it's that small. But have you ever seen a tree come from it? It is big. All right, now, mustard seed, which when it's sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Keep going. But when it is sown, what happens to it? It grows up. Keep going. And becometh. Stop right at becometh. Stop at becometh. The seed will grow up and becometh. What will it becometh? If you got grape seeds, what's going to grow on there? Grape harvest. Got it? So in this Bible is everything that you will need in this life according to life and godliness. And if it's not in this Bible, you don't need it.
Amen. Amen.
Got it? Now, what is it in? It's in seed or word form. So the Word of God is quick. That means alive. So I take the word that is a seed that meets my need, and I sow it. How do I sow it? I say it. Once I say it and my heart conceives it, then this word, glory to God, will grow up in me. Once it comes to fullness, this word then will cause me to take a step of faith
to take this word from the invisible realm into the manifestation.
Amen.
Ah, woo! What a that was hard getting that out. Now let's see what that means. All right. So shopping mall time. Okay. God showed me the shopping mall. He said, "Buy that shopping mall. Have the church to buy that shopping mall." All right. Nothing becomes impossible for you if you know how to believe. You heard what I just said. Nothing becomes impossible for you if you know how to believe. Say amen to this. Every one of us comes in the kingdom with ungodly thought patterns. Not thinking like God. Now, the devil did it on purpose. Don't get hard on yourself. So every one of us has to renew our what? Minds. Okay? So now, nothing becomes impossible for me if I know how to believe. So I go to Joshua 1:8, and he tells me how to believe. Turn to it, please. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate therein how long? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have what? Good success." So now I gotta meditate the word. In the word is wisdom. In the word are instructions. In the word is favor. In the word is a miracle.
Amen.
In the word is strength.
Amen.
Everything is in the word. One thing is needful.
Word of God.
Folks, let me tell you something. The Bible says you'll prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So how do you prosper your soul? You got to get the word. Because the word, if you continue to confess it, it will change the way you see things. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So where somebody's comfort zone is right here. At the end of the month, here's what they say. "Hey, can you loan me about $10 until I get paid? That's their comfort zone. And you know how long they'll stay there? Unless they renew their minds for the rest of their life.
Amen.
Watch this. If you happen to give them, overpay them on one time during the month, watch and see, they'll still be borrowing at the end of the month. Because the spiritual is controlling the natural. What you don't see is controlling what you do see.
Amen.
And getting rid of that money, even though they put some extra money in their hands, was not you doing it deliberately. It was your subconscious mind keeping you in your comfort zone.
Amen.
And it was made that way.
Amen.
It was made that way. It was made that if you were in this place and you were junkie, even though you moved to a new place, you're still going to be junkie. Because junkie is in the image. It's in your subconscious. Don't think for all of a sudden you turn into another person. Wrong.
Yeah. Amen.
If the screen door was broken out over here in the projects, if you get out there in them big houses in the suburbs, if somebody don't watch you, the screen door is going to be broken out in the same place.
Amen.
I'm going to help you if you need some help, if you just want some help, if you can stand some help. Look at Matthew chapter 15. Let me just show you that. Look at Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Look what it says here in verse 12. "Then came his disciples and said to him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted," keep going, "shall be what? Rooted up. So whatever plant is in you, whatever image is in you that's been programmed in you, even though you were a little boy, 10 years old, it was programmed in you. If it's not of God, God is going to root it out. Amen. Folks, it's designed that you'll run from the inside out, not the outside in. That's the trick of the devil. He's trying to make you think it's somebody else's fault. You're not going any further than you got a plan inside. So what I have to do, I got to get in the inside. And Jesus came to bring the gospel of the kingdom and bring it inside of people so that they could change the outside. Now just stay here, let me just say this. So what did he do? He gave me Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 because I saw this mall and it was too big for me. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Keep going. That have I given you. Keep going. As I said to Moses. So now he told me to take that and meditate it. I begin to meditate it how long? Day and night. So first the seed came in. Now understand, I couldn't feel any different, but a woman when she first begins to, she gets conceived of a seed of a child, she can't feel anything. She's just kind of walking around. But pretty soon, some women kind of have a little morning sickness and know something is happening. That come to blade. And then, y'all with me? And you got to hear what I'm saying now. But then she keeps on, and pretty soon she starts showing. And somebody starts asking, girl, are you? She said, well, yeah, girl. Why? Here comes the ear. Keep going now. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying. I'm trying to use an example that you can relate to, because your problem is not money. Your problem is knowledge of the Word of God. One thing is needful. And don't try to pay for it, because it's been already paid for.
Amen.
Pretty soon the woman is expecting, and she kind of walking, you know how they walk, and so, I can't, you know what I'm saying, but you can tell it, but it's not visible yet. You just see evidence of it. And pretty soon, one day, here comes labor. Now, labor is something you can't stop.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? When once you start the process, all you got to do is hang on, brothers and sisters. Just hang on, because your house is coming. Come on. Come on. Your new car is coming. Come on now. Your new business is coming. Put up that John chapter 1, please. Remember that he sows his word and it grows up and becometh.
Amen.
That's all you got to remember. It grows up and becometh. The angel came to Mary and said, Mary, you're going to have a child. She said, how is this going to happen to me? He said, the Holy Ghost is going to come on you and the holy thing shall be born of you, shall be the Son of God. She said, well, be it unto me. Now understand, she knew not a man. This was an impossible situation, wasn't it?
Amen.
I said, God teaches you how to believe for the impossible.
Amen. Amen.
So what happened? She ran out and told who? Elizabeth. Girl! And Elizabeth started to prophesy. Oh! The Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And all of that. But she didn't need it. She just believed the word of God. Everything's in there. The instructions are going to come in here. You get that word, start meditating it. In the morning, it'll tell you what to do.
Amen.
The Bible says it'll talk to you while you sleep.
Amen.
It'll guide you while you're awake.
Amen.
Folks, let me tell you, I fly airplanes. In flying airplanes, let me tell you, I can put on that autopilot
And do you know a strong wind will come? When you're flying up high at 40,000 feet, you have something called winds aloft. And they vary. They change on you. But they're blowing hard, 50, 60 miles an hour, whatever have you. But you know that when it blows that airplane, tries to blow it off course, you know what that airplane will do? It'll make a correction. I don't need to touch it. The subconscious is your autopilot.
Amen.
It'll automatically make a correction for you.
Amen.
You'll automatically make a correction.
Amen.
You got what I'm saying?
Amen.
What is it doing? It's taking the toil out of your life.
Amen.
It's making it so you don't have to worry about it. Just meditate it. One thing is needful. The Word of God. Put it up there on the board, the last scripture. Put it, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the what? Word. The Word was with God. Keep going. And the Word was God. Next verse, next verse. The same was in the beginning with God. Next verse. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, when it says Him, who is Him?
God.
Who is God? The Word. Everything was made by the Word. Well, if it made everything in the beginning, it can make everything now.
Amen.
Keep going to verse 14, please. And the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. Notice, your Word can be made house.
Amen.
Your Word can be made healing.
Amen.
Your Word can, it doesn't make any difference. Only one thing is needful. What is it?
The Word
of God. Give yourself a hand. Praise God. Thank you for sitting here.